thought for today. Self-disciplined, I rule the world. Self-disciplined, I rule the world. Self-disciplined, I rule the world. I have a statement here I'm going to present to you today, to you, to the press. And the statement is, civilization is always in danger when those who have never learned to obey are given the right to command. And this is quite a statement. Civilization is always in danger when those who have never learned to obey are given the right to command. Are you given the right to command? Are you given the right to speak your word and enjoy anything you want in life? Are you the master of yourself? Are you the creator of your world? We've given this illustration before. And the illustration is, every one of you are now a master. Every word you speak instantly is response. Every word you speak instantly happens. Everything. Every thought you think instantly is done. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Someone says something unkind to you and you think, oh, shut up, drop dead. And then they drop dead. I wasn't meaning that. I did. And then, of course, you can bring them back again, too, say you're alive, you know. But nonetheless, you did something that previously did not happen. Thank God. Thank you. Previously, your word did not manifest. When you held bad thoughts, I can't do anything. I don't know anything. I'm so stupid. Have you ever said that? I'm hungry. Oh, I'm so hungry. I gotta go potty. I gotta go potty. I can't wait. I can't wait. My goodness. All these simple, mundane, everyday things. Now, if we were in our master awareness, master consciousness, and we said we can't do anything, we would have the ability not to do anything. We would have no hands and legs, no eyes, no ears, no nose, no mouth, no anything. Because we can't do anything. We have to learn to be self-disciplined. And the way you learn to be self-disciplined is, civilization is always in danger when those who have never learned to obey are given the right to command. So when you're given the right to speak your word as you are, whatever you speak your word for, whatever you think your thought for, instantly manifests. How blessed we are that everyone hasn't the capacity in their awareness to do that at the moment. We would live in a very, very tough world. Because there'd be a lot of tough things going on. Would you please put your clothes away? Well, Jane never puts her clothes away, and John never puts his clothes away. Why must I put my clothes away? Well, put your clothes away, or you won't have any clothes to put away. What do you mean? I happen to be a master. When I speak my word, it is done, pure and simple. Pure and simple. I'm a master. When I speak my word, it is done. Now, you put your clothes away, or you won't have any clothes. Ha, ha, ha. That's the day. So you don't put your clothes away, and you come back later, and all your clothes are gone. Meanwhile, I put them in the trash or do whatever. But you see, whether I put them in the trash or whether they poof, disappear. Same thing. When we speak our word, miracles happen. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to take charge of every thought you have thinking, every word you have speaking, every idea you have that you'd like to manifest in your world? I'd like to be a millionaire. All right, here's a million. Now what are you going to do with it? Oh. And so you run out and buy $1 million house. You're no longer a millionaire. You have $1 million house, but you don't have anything to spend. You have no money. Now what are you going to do? Well, get a job to take care of my house. Isn't that wonderful? Get a job to take care of a house. And I want to do this and I want to do that. Oh, that's very interesting. We should, right now, take charge of our thoughts. Right now, take charge of our ideal for ourselves. Right now, what is it that's important to you? If you were to say, John, what's important to you? John would say, to be myself and have fun. Well, yes, John, that's a nice statement, but what does that mean to you? Well, that means wherever I am content. Wherever I am peace. Wherever I am fulfilled. Wherever I am doing that which pleases me, whether it's washing the ceiling or washing the floor, whether it's climbing a mountain or swimming an ocean. It doesn't matter. I am content. Now, go ahead, tell me I'm wrong. Am I wrong in saying that? Not at all. Now, what about you guys? What about the rest of you? Are you so content with yourself that you can make a statement such as that? I love doing anything I am doing, anything I am asked to do, anything. I am self-disciplined. I will not have thoughts in my head that say, I don't like doing this job. I don't like the people I'm working with. I don't like the world that I'm in. Tootie-tootie-tootie-too. You may have your privilege of not being in that world. You may have your privilege of not having that job. You see, when we put causes like that in motion, and then we wonder why we lose our job, it's very clear, isn't it? We wonder why nobody wants to be around us, very clear. We don't create harmony in our world, but we can. And you see, when we learn to be self-disciplined with our thoughts, then everything in our world works out in perfect harmony. Now, all of you have the audacious attitude. You know what audacious means? You think you're better than anything else. The audacious attitude that you are a master. Ha, 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 ha. Well, you are. Don't let me laugh at you. You are a master. You are creating every damn thing you're experiencing right now. Everything. Herb. Swearing on the microphone like that. You are creating every dumb thing that you created right now. Herb, don't talk to me like that. You created every stupid thing you've created right now. Herb, please don't. You've created every glorious thing that you're experiencing right now. You created every happy moment you're experiencing right now. You created every beautiful person in your world that you created right now. Everything is by our thought. Now, what do we want? Do we want those things that we don't want? Or do we want these things that we do want? Where are we disciplining our thought to be? We had a young man visiting here the other day. And he thinks he's very good, and he is. He's very responsible, very talented boy. But he allows himself to think, to think, to think, to think. He must have that little white thing sticking out of his mouth. And he must smoke that. He says, I just go and take two puffs. And he says, well, I'm back. I'm in groove again. Everything's okay again. It owns him. It owns him. It possesses him. He's not happy unless he does it. We're right in the middle of a conversation. Herb, I got to go have a cigarette. And you know what Ellen says? You have to smoke off the property because we don't smoke on the property here. Yeah, but I can close the car door and you know, I can do this and I can do that. I said, no. I said, if you're in our world, you obey our rules. And our rules are no smoking on campus. What you do off campus is your business. But on campus, no smoking. On campus, everyone is disciplined. self-disciplined. Can you imagine him, especially him, looking at these beautiful girls and having a lust for those girls and immediately going and satisfying himself? Can you imagine what would happen to him? He'd be shot dead. You cannot give in to your habits just because you have habits, just because you have desire. If you want to smoke, you cannot give in to it just because you want to. You're on a bus, and there's no restroom on that bus, and you have to go potty. You learn to hold it. You learn to go before you get on the bus. And you don't sit there drinking while you're on the bus. If you know that your bowels or your bladder is not too capable, you don't challenge yourself. You self-discipline yourself to live with the world you have. Or you self-discipline yourself to say, I relax and I'm at peace. You're the master. Self-disciplined, I rule the world, my world. My world of thought. My world of dreams. You know, they have this story about the baseball park. This guy wanted to build a baseball park in his cornfield. And everybody says, you're crazy. Way out there in the sticks building a baseball park in the middle of the cornfield? Nobody will come. And a voice inside of him said, build it, they will come. Build it, they will come. And he listened. Do you ever listen to the voice within yourself, even when it's stupid? Stupid to build a ballpark out in the middle of nowhere, off a little tiny town. But he had the celebrities. Build it, and they will come. Believe in yourself, and it'll be fulfilled. But this takes discipline. This takes discipline of listening within. Now, I give each one of you every morning time to meditate, time to introspect. And all of you, without exception, cheat. You don't instantly go into the meditation and instantly come out. You wander into the meditation like, oh yes, I straightened out my childhood, wrap this blanket around me because I want to be comfortable. Comfortable, sit there and be awake, alert. You're not supposed to fall asleep while you're there. You put the blankets around you, and the first thing you do, you get snuggly, and you're off in another world. You're not in charge. You're a bunch of jerks. You let me tempt you with these blankets that we put out here. You let me tempt you with a warm, comfy house. You let me tempt you with mild, gentle words. Don't let me do that. You're your own master. Be self-disciplined. You say, Herb, you're very tough sometimes. Huh, I'm not tough at all. If I were like my father with you, then you could say I was tough. My dad didn't put up with any nonsense. He says, do it. And we did it. And mother would say, if I have to tell your father what you've done when he comes home, that you haven't fulfilled what you said you were supposed to do, that's your problem. Pop would come home and say, what? Get me my razor strap. No. And he gives a whack with it. Fortunately, he didn't take the metal end, you know, where it hangs up. He just took the strap end. He could have taken the metal end. Sometimes he doesn't have his razor strap. He'd take off his belt. He says, if I take off this belt, he says, I'm going to use it. Now, do you want me to do that? Well, then, you cooperate with your mother. When your mother asks you to do something, you do it. And don't make me be the boogeyman on that. He was definite. He was fair. But we knew it. Mother would chase us around the house, and we'd go running around the house. We'd go up the stairs and down the stairs and in and around. And we just had a ball. And mother was fairly stout, and it was good for her. It gave her a chance to, you know, to get a little exercise. But that wasn't the way to do it. But we had a lot of fun. Five kids. But she disciplined all of us. She made us all proud to do all the things that we were asked to do. She made us so that when we would go to a neighbor and help them, the neighbor would say, "My God, you do things beautifully," because we learned self-discipline. You see, with self-discipline, you can rule the world. With self-discipline, you can do anything. With self-discipline, you are a master. And I keep telling you this, and you don't seem to want to practice it. You don't seem to want to practice. And I say to you, now look, when I say to you, do something, you do it. Well, it's not in the program. I said, it is in the program. The program is to do anything I tell you to do. Well, Herb, you're a dictator. I only dictate to myself and to those who want to be around me. But you see, sometimes, you know the term familiarity breeds contempt? Familiarity breeds contempt. When you get too close to me and you feel too one with me, you forget the job I have to do. When you get too close to your daddy, you forget that he can also go, "Womph. Wake up, boy. Pay attention. When I ask you to do something, go do it. Don't say, I don't know how. I don't want to. Why? Why? Why is it a good putting offer, you know? It helps you put off something. Because the longer you ask why, and they play the game with you, then the longer you don't have to do something. But that doesn't work. All that is showing a lack of self-discipline. If your father says, go get the hammer from the workbench, boom, all five of us kids would be dashing out there. No way. One or two of us would go out and get it, but not the rest. The girls, oh, we don't do things like that, you know. And the little shrimp, you know who the little shrimp is. The little shrimp, he would watch Ray or I do something. You guys are easy conned. Well, when you are learning to discipline yourself, go ahead, be easy conned. Should you follow your father's requests? Should you follow what your mother asked you to do? Yes, you should. Why did you create them as mother and father? To guide you, to direct you, to open your life to new discipline, to new ways of living. You created them because you believe in them and you choose to have them. Why do you create brothers and sisters in your world? All of you had, you did too, didn't you, Ingeborg? Brothers and sisters, or were you alone? I detest that word. I detest that word, stepbrother or stepsister. Anybody in my family is a brother or a sister. And I had an adopted cousin, and I didn't know it. And I loved the guy. Always loved him. Still love him. And later, when he was in his late teens, he found out he was adopted. And it didn't change a thing. It just made his life miserable. Because he wanted to find out who his real mother was and who this is. He knows who his real mother was. His real mother is the one who raised him. Sperm and egg can pop out of any place. Doesn't have anything to do with anything. But the real mother and father are the ones who raise you, who love you, who care about you, who were there when you needed them, who disciplined you so that you could learn to be the master you are. He's my favorite cousin. Not because somebody else was his mother, but because his mother and father trained him, and somehow he just loved them to pieces. We're always in our right place at the right time, doing the right thing in the right way for the right purpose for ourselves. Do it. Don't look to find out why something happened. Our friend who visited, he hated his father because he misunderstood him. And his father was a toughie. But later he learned to love his father because he saw that his best qualities were the qualities his father taught him. He learned to love his father because he realized that he and his father are twins. They're just alike. And so then he wanted to hear all the good things in the community about his father and hear all the bad things. He didn't know everything. I say, hey, forget it. You love him. He's dead and buried now. Let him alone. Just know that you are the living image. Now, let everything you do be a blessing to the world. Let it be a credit to your Father's Son. You are your Father's Son. Be a credit. And then you go past that, and then you become a credit to yourself. You know? Think about that. Think about that very seriously about yourself. Self-discipline yourself. Like everything you do, and do everything you like. Let's be yourself and have fun. Go through life finding the serious joys and let them give you happy hearts. Serious joys? Yes. Always speak the truth about yourself. Always speak the truth about your creation. Always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. We had talked about that the other day. But always speak. Well, what is the truth? Hey, you ask me what is the truth? The truth is whatever you want it to be. I am a healthy, happy, hearty person. That's the truth. I am a sickly, nothing person. That's the truth. Whatever we claim for ourselves, that's the truth. Hey, isn't that right? Isn't that right? If you have a sickly body, I'm a sickly person. If you have a healthy body, I'm a healthy person. Now, what's the difference between the person with a sickly body and a healthy body? It's just whatever he claimed for himself. You like a sickly body? Keep talking about it. I got a sickly body, sickly body, sickly body. And people say, yes, you do. Go around saying, I have a healthy body, I have a healthy body. Yeah, you are healthier than you were the day before. Yeah, you're doing just fine. People will be willing and delighted to upgrade you in their consciousness as you upgrade yourself in your consciousness. Who are you? Are you perfect? Are you self-disciplined? Are you so self-disciplined that no matter what comes your way, you can be Pollyanna about it? You can make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. You know what a sow's ear is? A pig's ear. Who ever heard of making a silk purse out of a pig's ear? Well, it can be done. You can make a healthy person out of a sick person. You can make a rich person out of a poor person. It's all a matter of consciousness. Ellen is interested in having us be a very wealthy organization. And for us to be a wealthy organization, if she worries about our money, then we will be a sick organization. If she sees us as a healthy organization with abundance and sees us flowing with wealth, then that's what we'll be, just like we are. Now, how did we get that way? Because that was what she held in her consciousness and holds in her consciousness, that we are a wealthy organization. She doesn't even consider the possibility that we could ever have been or ever might be not wealthy. We just are wealthy. We're a healthy organization. Everything is working out for our highest good. Everything is flowing beautifully. And she put the causes in motion for it. Herb, didn't you help? No. I offer advice and suggestions, but I don't help. Because if I help, then you're not necessary. I can go off and have a wonderful life all by myself, creating everything I want in my life exactly how I want it, and be perfectly happy. But I've chosen to share with you guys and let you each demonstrate how wonderful you are, what masters you are, how self-disciplined you are. You see? That's why I'm here. Otherwise, you don't need me. If you got it all made, if you're a master, if you're in charge of yourself, you don't need me. You don't need a teacher. You don't need a sharer. You don't need anyone to guide you along the way. You're there. And when you're there, super, have fun. Be yourself. Now, there's a lot of young people who were born tall and they hated it. Why did they hate it? Well, their mothers and fathers said, we could never get any clothing for you. We could never get anything to fit. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. And you eat so much food, put a gunny sack down first. You know, my goodness sake, you're a bottomless pit. And you, that's just, sure, see how you're laughing? But that's not a joke. That's not a joke. That for a person who is tall and who has a big frame and who does eat a lot, that could be very tough. You think, well, I'm taking from others. And when you like yourself, you know you can't take from others because there's always enough and more to go around. You understand? There's always enough and more to go around. When you like yourself, then your mommy likes you. And your mommy doesn't mind sewing clothes to fit you. You understand that? A mother otherwise would say, oh dear me, what am I going to do? Well, sweetheart, don't go and buy your son clothing. Buy yourself a sewing machine and make it. Or even stitch it by hand. Tailors stitched by hand and made clothing by hand long before sewing machines ever came around. Remember that? You remember that? Long before a sewing machine. I remember my mother's sewing machine. She'd sit in the dining room and she had a Singer and she had a foot pedal and she'd be pumping on that foot pedal. And then my grandma, she had another one, but her foot pedal wasn't underneath the sewing machine. It was beside it, and it was for someone else to sit and operate. She would sew, and somebody else would be pumping this thing. You know, that was a smart way to go. But then finally, grandmas didn't have other people around, so the Singer built it into the sewing machine itself. But it was separate, and the little kids would sit there, do, keep going, I've got work here to do, go. And Grandpa would come home from work, and, okay, dear, put your feet on here, I got work to do. So he's sitting there reading the paper. Poor old guy. But wonderful, wonderful. Life is just filled with glorious things when we're disciplined. And you silly cows, you complain about water. You drink this shitty bottled water instead of the beautiful water we have at campus here. And your mother and your fathers and your grandmothers and grandfathers were raised on well water. And they turned out very, very healthy people. They built whatever antibodies were necessary in them to take care of anything that was imperfect in that water. You know? And they went outside to go to the bathroom. They used that little house behind the barn or wherever, you know. And occasionally you'd have to dig a new pit for it because it would get full, you know. Interesting, isn't it? But we are so concerned about our toilet seats. Are they clean enough and are they perfect enough? We're so concerned about everything. We're so concerned about nothing that whatever we have doesn't mean a thing. We should discipline ourselves to concern about our mind. What are we thinking? How are we speaking? What are we seeing? What are we hearing? My son was raised on classical music, but he has a bunch of people there who are playing metal and hard rock and all that stuff. And I'd say, Mark, why are you creating people like that? Oh, well, that's what they are and that's where they are. I said, no, that's not where they are. That's where you are. You're sliding into that sort of thing and accepting it. Just say, no, we don't smoke around here, which you say, because there are a lot of chemicals and other things that are inflammable. No, we don't drink around here. And the music we hear is classical. Gregor would love that, you know. But the music we hear is classical. And he said, well, I got to give them a perk, you know. Well, why give them a perk if it's going to be a deep perk for you? Speak your word. You cannot afford even in the slightest to give in. You know, those guys would end up loving classic. They would love quality music, if you want to say that. There's nothing wrong with any music except the words and sometimes the volume. But what are you disciplined for? Are you ready to be total master, where you don't have to say, drop dead, oops, and you don't have to say, I hate you, because you only know how to love? Are you ready? I tell you, you're wonderful guys. And the more you self-discipline yourself, the more wonderful and enjoyable you'll be to yourself, because that's what it's all about. Self-disciplined, I rule the world. Self-disciplined, I rule the world. Self-disciplined, I rule the world.